Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keyes and the Search for Snake Eyes by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Read by Tara Sands. Prologue. I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't see it coming. She just passed off the bag, and suddenly, there I was, stuck. And even after I felt how heavy it was, I still didn't know what was in it. How was I supposed to know? I'd never touched one before, never even been that close to one before. But the minute I looked inside, I knew I was in trouble. Serious, heart-stopping trouble. 1. I don't generally hang out at the mall. It's full of biting shoes, shrinking clothes, and useless knick-knacks. It's also crawling with poser kids who think it's their private stage for rehearsing public coolness. Please, I get enough of that in junior high. But the Santa Martina Mall also has a video arcade, and if you know anything about my best friend Marissa, you know that video games are the only thing that'll make her quit talking about softball. And since we're in the middle of gearing up for the Junior Sluggers Cup tournament, softball is all Marissa's had on her mind. For weeks. She's working up plays, she's practicing after practice, she's even talked Coach Rothammer out of her home phone number so she can run ideas by her in the middle of the night. You have to know Miss Rothammer to understand the significance of this. Nobody's got her number. And I mean nobody. She teaches PE and 8th grade science, and she's got a reputation.